This is a Medrash Tanchuma. Very interesting Medrash Tanchuma. Beginning of this week's parsha. Medrash Tanchuma says as follows. It says, Hayoyim hazeh Hashem alikechem mitzavcha lasos. So on that pasuk, the Medrash says, Hayoyim hazeh Hashem alikechem mitzavcha lasos. Zeh she'omer ha'kosuv. The Medrash starts dashing a different pasuk. That mishtachva v'nichra lifnei Hashem oseinu. So the Medrash asks, "Haloi kriya bichlal ishtachavoya veishtachavoya bichlal kriya." What's this pasuk emphasizing? Both nishtachve v'nichra'o. You generally do both together. So what's haloi kriya bichlal ishtachavoya veishtachavoya bichlal kriya? Matam adloim nishtachve v'nivracha nevorcha. Seems that the pasuk is addressing three things: the nishtachve, nivracha, nevorcha, elo. Sofa Moshe Rabbeinu beruach hakodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu saw beruach hakodesh shebeis hamikdash osid lichorev, that the beis hamikdash is going to be destroyed. Vabikurim asidim liposek, and the bikurim, they'll no longer bring bikurim. Omad vehiskin liYisrael. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was mesakin for Klal Yisrael. Sheyiyu mispalalin shalosh pa'omim b'chol yoyim. He was misakin Moshe Rabbeinu that they should be mispalel to the Eibush to three times a day. Why? Lefi shechaviva tefila lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu mikol ma'isim tovim mikol hakarbonos. Because tefila is chaviv to the Eibush there more than kol ma'isim and more than kol hakarbonos. Shekach ksiv, Zarei it says, tika in tefilosi k'tayrus lefanecha masas kapai minchas erev. The tefilosi should be b'mokum k'tayrus and masas kapai. The tefilah should be b'mokum korban. So it's very interesting. Okay, that we know that the tefilas are b'mokum korbanus, and we know that it's like bringing the korban. But Chazal shtel this over here, and it has a particular zika. It has a particular shayches to bikurim. Right? Again, the lashon is tzofa Moshe Rabbeinu saw beruach hakodesh. She'osid beis hamikdash licharev and bikurim libatal. Right? And therefore he was masaka, and therefore you're going to lose something. So he was masaka in tefillah instead, because tefillah is just as chashuv, because tika tefillah k'tayrus. And the use of these three terms, that's the thing, nishtach v'nichra, nivorcha, it's three verbs, keneged the three tefillahs that Moshe Rabbeinu was masaka. Moshe Rabbeinu was masaka. Now, from the emphasis on this medrash that Ro Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's Beis Hamikdash was going to be charev, so that okay, that we know tefillahs b'makom karbonis. It's what they call that the tefillahs are oil instead. But he doesn't say it generally. He puts it, the Chazal. I put it here that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be charev and bikurim are going to be nizbak, specifically bikurim. So you see that there's a certain affinity, there's a certain kesher between tefillah, right, between tefillah and bikurim. Otherwise, what's up is over here. You can say by any carbon, right? By any carbon, you're going to have it. What do you got? This is the pasuk, not here. And it's not even a pasuk in Chumash. Put it anywhere by any parsha of carbonus and say it's off of Moshe Rabbeinu that it's going to be this battle, and he was masak. Right? If it says over here, he says Beis Hamikdash in this battle and Bikurim is going to be in this battle. Vaisleis says there's a particular shaychus to Bikurim. Now, what that shaychus is, you don't have to look very far. It's another Medrash Tanchuma, a few down, also in the beginning of the parasha. It's Nizgala, it's Mavur from the Medrash, we'll see. It's Nizgala from this Chazal, that it's in Parshas Bikurim was Nizgala a particular Kayach HaTfila. A particular Kayach HaTfila. The Medrash goes like this. Medrash Tanchuma says like this. Odom yesh lo yesek etzel malchus. Malchus, a guy. A mashal, a dimyan. A guy has an asik with the malchus. Pa'amim, sometimes he wants to get something from the melech, and he needs something from the melech. Pa'amim shehu noisen kama momen, ad she magia noisei etzel ha-melech. He has to, like, you know, do his protect, he has to pay whatever he has to pay to get to the melech. Kivan shehigia etzel ha-melech, when he gets etzel ha-melech, it's lav dafka that he's going to succeed in his endeavor. Lav dafka that he's going to be matzliach. Sofik oisalei sheilosei. Sofik ein oisalei sheilosei. So sofik, if the melech is going to adhere to what the guy's asking, the guy will be mekayim. What the guy's asking, or he won't. That's by a head, by a person, by a melech. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einoi Kein. Listen to this. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einoi Kein. Ela Odom Yoyred L'Toich Sodehu. A mensch goes down to his field. Roya Eshkel Shebikir. He sees that it blossomed an Eshkel of grapes, or Te'ena Shebikra, or Rima in Shebachar. Bicher, meinichoi b'sal ve'omad be'emtza hasode, or there's a different gear said that it's talking about he brought it ve'omad be'emtza hazara u'mevakesh rachmim al atzmoi al Yisrael v'al eretz Yisrael shenemar hi hashkifa mimoin kodshecha min hashamayim v'loi oid. Right, that means what? A guy brings bikurim, whether it's already in the matzah of the Sodder when he brings it, and he is misayimed or mispalel, right, for Atzmai, Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael. You see that Klal Yisrael comes before Eretz Yisrael. Stam, that's an editorial comment over here a little bit. Eretz Yisrael, Shenem Rashkifim, and Kachachim, and Hashemayim, Veloy Oid, and he carries on the Medrash, Ela Shehoya Oimer, Eini zoz mikan. Listen to what a guy can tell. He's talking to the Rebbeinu Shleilo. Eini zoz mikan ad shetase tzrochai hayoyim hazeh. I'm not going to budge from here until you do what I want. Shekziv achrov. What does it say afterwards? Hayoyim hazeh Hashem elikecho mitzav cholasos. Omer ishlokish yotza baskel vaimeres. And it says that it should be Lashana Haba Tishne, repeat like you did this year, Ka Adam Shunaisen Prikadi Bahaveray, Vaimer Yiratsan Shatishna, do it again, Lashana Haba. A person gets a Kaya Chatfila with Bikur. You see, a Mayradik a Kaya Chatfila, and it seems to have something to do with Bikur. Right? The guy comes Rosh Abichra and he comes Shabichra and he comes and he's Mispal for Eretz, he's Mispal for Klal Yisrael, he's Mispal for himself. And at kedekach that he can say ani zoz mipay until you listen to my tefillas. That's an unbelievable kayach of tefillah, and it works. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, "Wonderful, please do it again next year." What does this have to do with bikurim again? So you see, al kolponim, you see that there is a specific shaychus of tefillah to bikurim, which memela will be the hezber in the first medrash, in the medrash we started with. Right? That there's a shaychus, a particular nikuda of tefillah that's nizgala and nizchadesh in the parsha of Bikurim, and Tzofa Moshe Rabbeinu that Bikurim are going to become bottle, that the Beis Hamikdash and Bikurim are going to become bottle, so you're not going to have that kayach anymore, whatever Bikurim does. So Moshe Rabbeinu is misakin the tefillahs, that the tefillahs themselves should do it. But what does it mean? So you have to understand what's Bikurim. You have in the parsha of Bikurim that comes, and you have what's called Mikra, your kairei. Right, the parsha of Bikurim. What is it? You would think, okay, thank you, Rabbeinu Shleilo, for giving me these wonderful fruits that grow. I realized that. Very nice. What do you start with? You start with a whole history lesson, right? Arami, Oved, Ovid, the whole Haggadah Shel Pesach. You start with. What's it all got to do with Bikurim? This is called Mikra Bikurim. Is a Haidah to Rabbeinu Shleilo. Haidah to Rabbeinu Shleilo. If you come and you're invited to Rabbeinu Shleilo and say thanks for these good fruits. Right. That's like somebody saves you. Let's say a boss of a dom. Somebody saves you, and you were in dire straits. You were zicher going to die. This guy swoops in, saves you, and then comes, and he takes you to his house, gives you a bowl of ice cream, right? And you eat the ice cream. Say, thanks for the ice cream. The ice cream's delicious. I mean, thanks for the ice cream. I just saved your life. You would have been dead without this. You're thanking me for the ice cream. They're thanking me for the ice cream. You have to realize, in this world, you can't take something as a piece to look at one specific cross-section of any gewiss a minute of life and thank for that thing, Bikurim alone. If Klal Yisrael in the Mikra Bikurim would be made to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, thanks for this fruits, it's great, that would be that seeming haidah would be a tremendous begiyah because of the implications. Hafuch, what's the emes ha'idah that a person realizes? I have nothing other than the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If the Rabbeinu Shel Olam put me here, he put me here for a tachlis. He put me here for a tachlis, and everything that I have it was given to me towards that tachlis. Right? Why? Because there's a line a time span, Klal Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael, it's true of the whole Klal Yisrael, right? The Eibishter created a Klal Yisrael that they should be dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalom, be zeicha in schar, be zeicha in Olam Haba, which is the ultimate, and be dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalom, which is the ultimate Taiv. And that's what the whole thing is because of. The Rebbeinu Shalom's tremendous rotzen to be meitiv. I just gave you all Ramchal b'kitzur nimrod, right? The whole Sifra Ramchal b'kitzur nimrod. That's the whole, that's what happens. That's how that funen starts. That's how Derech Hashem goes. That's the whole thing. But that's what you're here for. That's your whole thing. The Haidah to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is everything that you've given me is an opportunity to move further along that line to be Nizdabik to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You've given me all the Kalim to be Nizdabik to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Right? You have all the Kalim to be Nizdabik to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's a Meridika Vart on this thing that everything that you have is for that Tachlis. There's a we say in Davening in Yom Kippur, at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, you say, "Lekaya shaloi neitzarti yomim kidai, va'achshav shenaitzarti ki ilu loy neitzarti." So I once heard from Rabban Soloveitchik years back, he was B'Shem Rav Kook even, the Amir de Kataych in it. The Rambam's in the Rambam Hashita is in Mer Nevuchim that the Hashgacha protest that a person has a hashgacha. There's no hashgacha and a leaf and a daimem or even a balchai, other balchai, that it has to be in a particular place at a particular time for a particular thing. That's not, there's no hashgacha pratis in that sense. Hashgacha pratis by a mensch is that you are in a specific place at a specific time under the specific circumstances in a specific society coming in contact with this. Everything by a mensch is nimdad exactly. You're meant to be here. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. You're meant to be here. So in the end of the Viduyim, and after you finish the Viduyim, it's right after the end of Viduyim and Yom Kippur, so what you say is the follow. Elikai, ad shaloi neitzarti, eini kedai. Until I was created, eini kedai. What does that mean? Ad shaloi neitzarti, eini kedai. It's very gishmak with that. A person is created, if I were put here in the world now, that means I had no role to play, I had no function in the world earlier. Right? So ad shaloi neitzarti, obviously, until I was created, any could die. There was no point in my being created. And what's the vidu shaboy? That's not a vidu, right? Here's the vidu. Ella, and now if I was created here, what does that mean? I must have a tachlis, I must have a role to play, something to fulfill, a mission to accomplish here and now. Because otherwise I wouldn't have been put here. Right? That's the vidu. Till now, I wasn't around, I wasn't created because I had no tachlis, I had no mission. Al kach, if I am around now, I do have a mission. V'achshav sh'neitzarti, and now that I was neitzarti, how much have I done to fulfill? In other words, it's machriach that I have a mission, right? And how much have I, the vidu is, how much have I done to fulfill that mission? V'achshav sh'neitzarti, ki ilu loy neitzarti. It's as if I did nothing. In other words, it's machriach that al-karcha, I have a mission here now, I have a tachlis. I don't think there can be a bigger vidui than that. That like covers all of the vidui in one sentence. That's the taich in the vidui sense, and that's the taich in the haidah sense. The haidah, vidui and haidah both come from the same sherish, and they all are the same yesod. What does vidu mean? What does vidu mean? I'm mizvada. You put me here for a tachlis. I am here just for you, right? I am here just for you, and what have I done, right? I'm measuring. And what's haido? You put me here for a tachlis, and everything, and I thank you for everything that you've given me to give me that opportunity to be in this world, and to live in this world, and to do the things, and to be mekayim the mission that I was given to be. That's haido. So the haido of Bikurim starts an appreciation of the whole thing that's going on. Right, Arami Yevah, the whole thing. You took me out of there. You took an Avraham Avinu. You made a Klal Yisrael. You gave us this. This is moving along to Lasid Lavi, right? Moving along the timeline to Lasid Lavi. That's what it is. That's what Bikurim is. So, what's the aside of Bikurim? The aside of Bikurim is that everything is this battle to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's why you have Mikra Bikurim. Where do you see that in Bikurim? A person works the biggest Kaychi Vaitzim Yadi that a person could possibly entertain. Havamina is in the agriculture business. Right? It involves a lot of hard work. Right? Getting up early in the morning, that's the first hard thing to do. They get up very in the middle of the night and they go do whatever it is that they do in the fields, and the plowing and the this and the that. And it's not, you know, it's the biggest steer to instant gratification, because you don't just plant something and it pops up, and you have to see, and you have to clean it, and you have to take the weeds, and you have to this, and you have to that. Finally, you finish and you say, ah, I did it, right? Wonderful, now I'm going to take my fruit. With the biggest simcha, you finally see it came up, no, tie a little bundle on it, and that goes Bikurim, that goes to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And Bikurim is Be'etzem, the Shairish of all Zeroyim, that's the simcha. Bikurim is called Reishis. Right, that's Be'emes, everything, that's the forerunner of everything, it's indicative of everything. It's indicative of everything. The raya to that is, the pasuk of the medrash said, what does it say? Is mevakesh al atzmai val Yisrael val eretz Yisrael. From which pasuk? Hashkifa mimayin katshecha. You guys might have said it this week. Hashkifa mimayin katshecha isn't even a mikra bikurim. It's a vidui maestris that comes afterwards. So the medrash pulled a fast one. What do you call this? Saying he does this. This is what he can do with the bikurim. Hashkifa mimayin katshecha. That's not where it said. It said in vidui maestris, not in bikurim. So as far as I'll say, because everything, the shayrish of the whole thing is that the daschala of all the ensuing zroim that comes, zroim is called emuna zuzroim. Emuna zroim is a limud of emuna, because nothing is mine; it's all the Rabbeinu Shalel. The shayrish, the avia vice of that is bikurim. Everything else is an outgrowth of bikurim. Everything is munach beetzem that you see brought out, and the other thing is beetzem munach in bikurim. Why? Because Bikurim is the ultimate, his batlas, everything that I would have the most been inclined to say is mine. It's all the Rabbeinu Shlomo's. Everything is given to Rabbeinu Shlomo. Therefore, he gave it to me for a tachlis. What's the tachlis? There's a Klal Yisrael moving on. That's the whole moving towards Yemos HaMashiach. That's the Haidah. That's why you have also at the end of Parshas Bikurim, it says, V'somachta b'chol atov. How do you know that? When is a person besimcha? A person's besimcha, be'emes simcha, not the false, phony simchas that people convince themselves today what happiness means. You know, and it says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As somebody who was once medayek, the original nusach grada comes from England, the American thing, and they were mishana it. The English nusach is life, liberty, and property. Well, they're Mashanit in America, which they very touched up the essence of America, and that is a tifa thing, someone once pointed out to me. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Not as a shinui. Life, liberty, and happiness. Right? What's pursuit of happiness? And Taichi is because the way they set up American society, happiness you're never going to get to. It's going to be one constant pursuit. Life, you'll live. Liberty, azal zayn. You'll be a heftza of pursuit of happiness, but you'll never get to happiness. What's emesis when the Torah says v'samachto b'chol hatov? What does it mean when the Torah says v'samachto b'chol hatov? V'samachto b'chol hatov, emesis simcha is a person is doing what he's here for. Everything is go. All systems are go. Everything is harmoniously working the way it's supposed to for the purpose it's supposed to. When a person comes, dafka in bikurim, when the yesod of bikurim is his batlas to the Rabbeinu Shalom, when it threw his batlas to the Rabbeinu Shalom, that you're doing everything what you're supposed to, then is v'samachto b'chol hatov. Agav the Zemerdik or Achaim HaKadosh and V'samachto B'chol HaTov, you might know it because they made a song out of it, but it's good to look at it. That's so that's Bikurim. So now, that's this Kayach of Tefillah. Where does a Kayach of Tefillah come? If a person is nisbatal to the Rabbeinu Shalom and Dovuk and the Ebrish and realizes that everything is to him, it's limitless what you can have from the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Kayach of Tefillah is what I have nothing other than you. Then, if you have that attitude, and you have that kayach, you have a meyerdik a kayach atfila. You could be mispal al atzmai al Yisrael al eretz Yisrael. Ein izaz mishal. That's the meyerdik a kayach atfila. That's nischadish dafka in the parsha of Bikurim. Dafka in the parsha of Bikurim. There's a lashon of the Ramat Valley, the Ramchal's Talmud. He says over here, v'leitifsei kahashpa le'olam kishetaylin meyerdik alank. Leitifsei kahashpa le'olam kishetaylin oisa bebaleh. Kol oid that your toile. That everything you have is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Leitif Sei Kahashpa Al Olam. Leitif Sei Kahashpa Al Olam. That's this kayach. That's what Bikurim is. So now our Medrash Tanchuma is very Gishmak. So Moshe Rabbeinu Tzofa Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's, and a person gets that limud from Bikurim, right? You get that limud from Bikurim. So from bringing Bikurim, you get that kayach to make the Bakasha. Albert Tzofa Moshe Rabbeinu that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Charev. Tzofa Moshe Rabbeinu that Bikurim are going to be in this battle. If Bikurim are going to be in this battle, Klal Yisrael won't have this act which ingrains this limud in them, that it's battle, so this Kayach HaTfilah is going to be lost. That's this Medrash Tanchuma. Amad v'tikin lehem tefillas. What do you mean tikin lehem tefillas? Wasn't just that they should daven. Tikin lehem tefillas in the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu's takana becomes in the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu's takana. What was nichal on there that Chazal are telling us? Moshe Rabbeinu gave in his takana of tefillah that even where there's no bikurim, the tefillah itself should, through tefillah itself, the hachana for tefillah itself, you come to that darga where you can be on that his batlas gemura, where you can have this koyach to say any zos misha. But that's a separate takana. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu infused that koyach that through tefillah we can do that through tefillah alone. Just like that's the taich also that everything is b'makom karbonis. The thing that you say b'makom to karbonis is tefillah b'makom. You know, it's the Chazal say over here that it's more chashuv that you can do more than karbonis. So if it's more than karbonis, so why do we ever have karbonis? Just the whole thing should have been in the Torah. You daven, right? Daven all day. You have to, instead of bringing a chatas, daven a chatas, daven a oila, daven a shlomim. There's a vada, there's a Torah, and there's a parsha of chatas, there's a parsha of shlomim, there's a parsha of oila. And when there is a parsha of oila and shlomim, the only way to attain that kapara is the parsha of shlomim. What does that mean? When there's no oila, when there's no shlomim, right? So this takana, the tefillah has a koyach that you can get to the darga of tshuva, you can get to the darga of remorse and to come back to where you were through the carbon. Carbon is lashon hiskarvus, to be miskarvus to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, through tefillah alone. And in that, it has a greater koyach than karbonis, because it can do it by itself, whereas the tefillah that you had then was only in conjunction with the bikur. So it's taka stronger. It is, fine. But only now that you have that takana, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that you have that koyach of tefillah. That's a merdek a koyach of tefillah. But the preface to that koyach of tefillah, to have this koyach of tefillah, is that you have to constantly, the yesod of it is that this Ramat Valley, like tifsei kashpo lo'ilam, kishatayla naisa v'balah. If a person stands before the Rabbeinu Shalom, you realize what you're doing. You know, we daven, okay, it's just something that you do between getting up and breakfast. Right? But if you realize when you make a bracha what you're saying, if you think about what you're saying, you know, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Raimimus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, something we have no hasoga. And yet, right, how do you make, and that's why the end of the brachas, when you make a bracha, is Asher, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did this in third person, because he's not my friend, he's not right there in front of me. Right? But what are the first two words of the bracha? There's a shinui in the Amshel the bracha, Baruch Ato. Ato is Benoichach. I'm standing in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm talking to him like I'm talking to you. And then, of course, with that, you have that hiskarvus. Then you don't, you know, you realize that it's Asher, and you've been the third, and then it's the third, and then the back office diverge because something aloof that I have no shaykhs to. But the degree of kurva to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that you have when you're davening or when you make a bracha is such that it's not a sheker, otherwise you wouldn't say it. And if you don't know that, then you are being mishaker every time you say it. You're saying Baruch Atah, you're standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, right? Tfilas Kaimat Lifnei HaMelech. You're standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the koyach that you have in tefillah. If you realize, right, kisha toilin aysa b'bala, if you realize that the Eibush is the bailam of everything, so then toilin aysa b'bala. Now that's a particularly timely thing in Elulim before Rosh Hashanah, because I mean that's all about tefillah. It's all about tefillah. Now just Rosh Hashanah, there's another one nekuda of tefillah that you see that everything for that's going to happen during the year is nigzer and Rosh Hashanah. That's right. Tmuras ze, l'umas ze, together with that, really, there's a koyach of tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, is a koyach of tefillah. The avadah is a koyach of tefillah all the time from this. But the koyach of tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is an exceptionally koyach of tefillah because it's a tefillah for hatzlacha for the whole year. It's a tremendous koyach of tefillah that Rosh Hashanah seems to have. I saw somebody who was ma'ir, he had a good ha'ara. The Gemara says in Yivama Samach Dalet, Mipnei Ma'ar, Oyo Avoseinu Akurim, why were they Akurim? Why couldn't they have kids? All the Avos couldn't have kids. Yaram, you know why? Mipnei Shakadosh Baruch Hu, that we all know this Gemara, Mipnei Shakadosh Baruch Hu Misavel Tfilosh Shel Tzadikim. The Eibishter wants Tfilosh Shel Tzadikim. What do you want Tfilosh Shel Tzadikim? Be Niskarev to me, right? Be Niskarev to me in that Darga and ask. That's where Rebbeinu Shalom wants that Kurim, they should be Niskarev. Because that's good for the person, not that the Rebbeinu Shalom has any person derives any personal benefit out of it. It's good for the person. Because Baruch is misavil et filosof shel tzadikim. So very good, so have it whenever you want. And yet we find the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud, When were they nifkad? Be Rosh Hashanah nifkad v'sara rachel v'chana. Tafka Rosh Hashanah. Could be any time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misavel v'tfilosa. But Vaisnois, even so, with that Akharis, you need the Kayach HaTfilah of Rosh Hashanah, right? Dafka through the Kayach HaTfilah of Rosh Hashanah, it was able. It's a tremendous Kayach HaTfilah. So before one approaches a Rosh Hashanah, you need a Hachana to realize what the Kayach of Tfilah is, what Tfilah is, and what it means when you're, how one goes about being Taila Isa B'Baleh, that everything is from the Rabbi Nishalayim. That's this Kayach HaTfilah. That was the Takana, that's the Medrash. Even without the Bikurim, without the Mitzvahs Maisiyos, to bring it about in the tefillah itself, through tefillah and realizing what tefillah is, one can come to that kayach and has that kayach to be mispalel for himself, for Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, because it's himself as a part of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. It's all one thing, and that's what the tefillahs are. And if you have that kayach, so then you can even adargov. I don't know how we could say that. We're not holding there any zos mishom until thing. The kayach of tefillah is ad kedekach. Ciao.